This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 22nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a new report analyzing the impact of violence carried out by Muslim Boko Haram extremists and Fulani militias against Christians throughout Nigeria, a group of UK parliamentarians warned this week that it is paving, quote, the way for genocide, end quote, reports the Christian Post. The UK All-Party Parliamentary Group for International Freedom of Religion or Belief, a bipartisan group of lawmakers from both houses of parliament, released its new report, Nigeria, Unfolding Genocide, last Monday, documenting the violence against Christian farming communities in the country's fertile Middle Belt region. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." John 15, verses 18 and 19. On Saturday night, President Donald Trump kicked off the five-month countdown until the November 3rd presidential election at a rally in Oklahoma.
"I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before. Please. 5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden. We're going to stop the radical left. We're going to build a future of safety and opportunity for Americans of every race, color, religion, and creed. Republicans are the party of liberty, equality, and justice for all. We are the party of Abraham Lincoln, and we are the party of law and order."
With the pivotal election just around the corner, racial protests in the streets, and a deadly virus that refuses to disappear, our nation has not felt this vulnerable and divided in ages. According to two polls by the American Psychological Association, a staggering 83% say that worrying about the future of the United States is a big source of personal stress. Plus, 72% believe this is the lowest point in the country's history that they've ever been alive to see, reports StudyFinds.com. As stock markets roar back from the coronavirus-led suppression, advisors to the world's wealthy are urging them to hold more gold, questioning the strength of the rally and the long-term impact of global central banks' cash splurge, reports Reuters. Some private banks are channeling up to 10% of their clients' portfolios into the yellow metal, while gold prices have already risen 14% since the start of the year to $1,730 an ounce. Many private bankers bet that gold, a hedge for both inflation and deflation, has further to run. Video footage has emerged of a courageous black woman inside the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone territory, the six square blocks in Seattle taken over by rioters, telling Black Lives Matter demonstrators that abortion giant Planned Parenthood is the, quote, number one killer of the black population, end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Edmi Trivanis did not pull any punches. Listen.
"Why do they keep my brothers and my sisters in front of Planned Parenthood? Where y'all at? Number one killer of the black population is Planned Parenthood. As I don't see Black Lives Matter in front of a Planned Parenthood. It's a lot of hypocrisy out there. The number one killer of the black community is Planned Parenthood. You just want to get rid of the police. That's what you want. We'll still kill our babies. You get rid of the police and we'll still kill one another. Why? Because we don't have to fear of the Lord. We look our way."
Trivanis herself was arrested outside a Planned Parenthood abortion mill with Beverly Beatty in New York on May 30th after being accused of violating social distancing regulations. The co-founders of the pro-life At the Well Ministries, Trivanis and Beatty had been persuading women not to have abortions. Trivanis's pro-life message did not sit well with some of the Black Lives Matter demonstrators in Seattle. One female demonstrator called Trivanis a quote-unquote coon, a racial slur with roots in the 19th century. Today, the word coon is now used by some blacks to denote black people they perceive as defending white racism. The question raised by Paul in Galatians 4:16 is applicable to the name-calling woman. Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? Ryan Bomberger, a black pro-life activist, said, quote, "The Black Lives Matter movement's leaders announced solidarity with the abortion industry back in 2015. They actively partner with and defend the leading killer of black lives, Planned Parenthood. A black immigrant female preacher calls out the hypocrisy on abortion, the epidemic of fatherlessness, and the need for God, and she gets called a coon by a Black Lives Matter activist. That truly sums up the blatant ignorance of a confused and racist movement. Clearly, only some black lives matter." End quote. The Radiance Foundation's Too Many Aborted campaign draws attention to the 330,000 deaths of unarmed black lives in the womb every year. Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's, two of America's most recognized food brands and family favorites, are expected to get makeovers in the wake of ongoing social unrest over racial injustice and police brutality. Quaker Oats, the parent company for Aunt Jemima, said that the controversial image of Aunt Jemima, which experts say, quote, "harkens back to the antebellum plantation," end quote, will be removed from its line of maple syrups and pancake mixes starting at the end of 2020, reports NBC. The product will also undergo a name change at a later date. Kristen Croakful, chief marketing officer of Quaker Foods, said, quote, "We recognize Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. While work has been done over the years to update the brand in a manner intended to be appropriate and respectful, we realize those changes are not enough," end quote. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA asked, "How does renaming a syrup brand make any progress toward racial equality? America elected a black president twice, but somehow canceling Aunt Jemima is the secret to ending police brutality and systemic racism. Got it," end quote. Following the Aunt Jemima announcement, Mars Incorporated, the parent company for Uncle Ben's Rice, also said a change was coming to that brand as well. In a column entitled "The Catastrophe of Fatherless America," Jerry Newcomb noted that Hollywood, which once revered fathers, now despises them. Quote, "We used to have programs like Father Knows Best or Leave It to Beaver with a respectable father figure. Then we devolved to Archie Bunker on All in the Family. He was the stereotypical bigoted, benighted patriarch who was not worthy of emulation. Then we devolved to Homer Simpson, the buffoonish dad who was anything but a role model," end quote. Newcomb continued, quote, "Of course, in many households today, there is no dad, and that's a serious problem. As the family goes, so goes society. And contrary to what the left says, which spends much of its energy diminishing traditional gender roles and arguing that whatever family you choose is just as good as the real thing, fathers are integral to the life of a child," end quote. Lynn Seaman in Gladstone, Michigan, sent me an email at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, "I like The Worldview in 5 minutes because it is brief and factual. Thank you for your research and for making this available. And I like that the articles are related to scripture as well as your action steps to address serious issues," end quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by Tuesday, June 30th, to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we were trying to raise $45,000 by this past weekend. Listeners had already pledged $39,000. We're grateful to our new donors, including Joshua and Rebecca in Rainier, Oregon, who gave $25, Augustine in Auburn, California, who gave $35, and Chris and Helen in Wandon North, Victoria, Australia, who gave $100. Special thanks to Dean in Crystal, Minnesota, and Ethan in Coldwater, Michigan, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300 each. And praise God for the generosity of Thomas and Mary in Treasure Island, Florida, who pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $1,200, as well as Carl in San Antonio, Texas, who pledged $150 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $1,800. Those seven donors gave $3,760. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $42,760. We are now $17,240 away from hitting our total goal of $60,000 by Tuesday, June 30th. I need to find 29 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 16 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.